You're tuned to Fab FM. Hello, everybody. This is Friday, and it really is a wonderful Friday here in Paradise for Port Douglas and Mossman and the whole Douglas Shire. And each week at this time, we talk to our tech guy, Fab FM's tech guy, Richard Pascoe, and he joins me now. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul.
Well, mate, I'll tell you what, there's plenty happening in the tech world. There's some Apple announcements this week, and of course, when Apple make announcements, we listen.
We do, but I've got to say, from a personal point of view, and I've got to say from a tech reporting point of view, I wasn't that enthralled with them. If we go back last year to the equivalent announcements, because it's their Worldwide Developers Conference they have, so it's one of the major Apple events of the year. Last year we had new hardware announced, so we had new iPads coming out, new MacBooks, and apart from the announcements on the software. So this year it was all about the software. So the thing that makes more money for Apple than anything else really is the iPhone. So iOS 12 was announced. Got to say, we need people to really to pump the brakes about this because it doesn't come out until September. So there'll be some changes to it as well. One of the things I did like about it, Paul, is they're going to make your older devices, so from the iPhone 6 and up as well, up to 40% quicker. So that's a good thing, I've got to say, for a lot of people out there. Do not disturb. They're going to fine-tune that experience. So, you know, we don't like our phones going off. We don't like people watching our phones all the time, you know, all night, because I know what you're like, Paul, and I know what I'm like. When that phone beeps sometimes, we've got to pick it up and see what's going on.
Well, of course we have to. We need to know what's happening in the world.
We do. And, you know, people are always saying to us, we're looking at our phones too much, and Apple's going to try and help us stop doing that. So they're going to fine-tune that do not experience by adding a do not disturb at bedtime. I've got to say, I thought that was a bit weak, I've got to say, because, you know, you can actually set your phone to go along, as I do, go along to stop all things from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. at night, except if it's from family or important people. So that's a good thing. Now, what they are going to do, and parents should really listen to what I'm about to say, they're going to go and offer you a thing called screen time breakdown. So what it will do is it will show you actually how much time you spend on your device. It will show you how much time you spend on apps, how often you pick up your phone, how often the time you spend responding to notifications. Now, you can also set what's a thing called app limits on there as well, so you can limit the use of specific apps out there. And if you've got iPads and Macs as well, it will sync it across all those devices. But parents can also see the activity of their kids and create allowances out there.
Now, well, that's good.
That's good, Paul, but I'll get to the caveat in a moment. And that includes setting what you want your kids, when you want your kids to put their phones down, or allowing them access at certain times. Now, my experience with any sort of thing about this is, Paul, that parents have got to learn how to use it. Because what they're going to do is, a lot of the time, they'll go along to the kids and they'll get the kids to put it in, and that's kind of like the end of it. So if you're a parent out there, you've got an iPhone, the kids have got iPhones, when this comes out, learn how to use it. It might help you.
It's sort of like giving the prisoners the keys to the jail.
Exactly right, Paul. Yes.
And what about emojis? Now, emojis, what do you think of emojis? We tend to use them all the time. I use little smileys and all that sort of stuff.
On an iPhone, you can use what's called an animoji. So I can make myself look like various animals or people, and I can send you a message where that animal or people's talking. One of the big announcements was the animojis can now recognise tongues. So if you want to stick your tongue out halfway through...
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I thought that meant? That it could speak tongues.
Yeah.
You know, at last we can know what they're saying in church.
Yeah, exactly right. But now if you poke your tongue out halfway through, it will recognise your tongue. I did not think that was one of the big announcements at all. So
no.
iOS 12 comes out in September new iPhones will be out there as well. So that's what we look forward to.
Okay, now if you were an animal, what animal would it be?
You've caught me there. Probably the fox, Paul.
Oh, that would be right.
There
absolutely
we go.
Right. Cunning as a fox.
Yes.
Now, what would I be? I'm just trying to think. I think I'd be a dolphin.
Right.
Yeah, because I just love going through the water and jumping out and going back down and jumping out and going back down and frightening away sharks when I've got a few mates with me.
And you were a big fan of Flipper when you were growing up.
Oh, I love Flipper. Flipper, Flipper. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was
and
a
what
great
was the
show.
Noise? He went, was that the sort of noise?
That's the sort of noise. I'm glad you did that one, Paul, not me.
Okay. All right, we're being silly now, which is fun. Now, look, do companies really want you to uninstall their antivirus?
In a lot of cases, no. So they do make it quite hard for you to do that. And it really is, you know, you should be able to go along and swap your antivirus if you want to. A lot of people will stick with the antivirus they get with their computer in the beginning and pay regularly every year. I've got to say, not a big fan of that. There is one company out there at the moment that if you go along to uninstall the antivirus, they don't let you do it at all. They give you an option to improve the antivirus or reinstall the antivirus, because if you download their software, it just will not uninstall it.
That's ridiculous. It's your choice as a consumer, surely.
Well, and let's give the listeners a bit of a tip who this is. So the company starts with A, ends with G, and has a V in the middle, so you can work that out. So, you know, if you've got one of the other antiviruses, you know, and you want to swap, go to their website. They've got tools there to download so you can uninstall the antivirus properly. Now, the issue with antivirus products is that people rely on them, Paul. They think that is their first line of defense. I keep saying to people, you're the first line of defense. Do all the basics. Keep your machine updated. Don't click links in emails where you don't know where they come from. And make sure you don't browse to unsafe websites. That does more for you than the antivirus.
Talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, on Fab FM. Richard, just one other thing, a question without notice here. You're talking about all these scammers. I've been getting, and my friends have been getting recently, these little text messages saying, you know, something about Facebook. Click on here for your friends on Facebook. I don't know whether you've seen those at all.
I've seen those.
Yeah, what's the go there?
Look, you should never ever do that as well. You know, any text messages that come through, it means your number is out in the wild, Paul. So, you know, it's out there for any of the scammers to go along and grab. So, you know, don't go along and do that sort of thing at all. One of the interesting things at the moment is we know those people that ring our homes at night and say there's a problem with our computer. So they claim to be from Telstra, or they claim to be from the NBN, or they claim to be from Microsoft. They're all fake. They're never, ever going to ring you. But one of the really disturbing things that I saw during the week was that for some of the people that they basically suck in to go along and doing this and paying money, do not pay these people money at all. They get you to read a testimonial at the end of it.
And what?
So they go along and say, you know, Paul, can you just read this out? We'll just punch it up on your screen for you. That should be the first warning because I've accessed your computer. And say, what a great job we've done fixing your computer. So 68 people so far have actually read this statement, but unbeknownst to them, these scammers actually activated the camera in their computer and recorded what they were saying at the time.
So you could be filmed.
You were filmed and put it up on YouTube. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Got to say that. You know, you don't know what you're wearing on the other side of the, you know, while you're getting your computer fixed as well. That's what probably disturbs me. So do not let people you don't know access your computer. That is probably the big thing out of all of this. And stop believing these phone calls.
Good advice, Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Now, before you go, I want to ask you about digital cryptocurrency, and that's things like Bitcoin. Now, this morning, Bitcoin, as I look at it on the computer, it's worth $9,945.31 Australian. It's made instant millionaires. Is it the next best thing, or is it a caution buyer beware?
I think it's a caution buyer beware. I think you might have, in some cases, you might as well, because there are literally hundreds of, we all hear about Bitcoin, but there are actually hundreds of cryptocurrencies on the market at the moment. In some cases, I think you'd be better off betting on two flies crawling up a wall. I have not been convinced yet, Paul. Everybody I speak to about this, they're either really for it or, like me, you know, a bit against it. Yes, it goes up, but it also goes down as well. People have got to always realize, a bit like the stock market as well. So if you know, I always said, if I had spare $100,000, would I invest in cryptocurrency? No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. It's interesting because Bitcoin, I mean, it has made instant millionaires, but if you look at the list of these cryptocurrency companies, I mean, you and I could start, theoretically, could you and I start a FabFM, you know, cryptocurrency? In theory, could we, or in reality, could we?
Yeah, in both in theory and reality, we could.
Is that right? And so what guarantee could we provide? We could say our coin's worth what? How do you come up with a figure? How does Bitcoin originally come up with a figure, or any of these companies?
Oh, well, they always start off with, it's a bit like when you launch something on the stock market as well. So there's less, it's not very stringent to start a Bitcoin. I've really got to say that, as against a stock market and all the, you know, hoops that you have to go through to post a company publicly. We could actually go along and start something like that for FabFM. So if you want to invest, please send Paul and Richard your money, and Paul will give you the address at the end of the spot.
No, we won't be doing that. It's just against everything I believe in. Look, I honestly do. I think you've got to be honest in this world, and I operate, and I know you operate, because we've been friends for a long time. You operate on karma, and the fact that you do the right thing by people, you'll always be okay. But you start ripping off people, you're going to get caught. You're going to get that mighty kick up the bum. It mightn't be this week. It mightn't be next month. But it'll certainly come to you if you're bad to people, if you rip them off, scammers.
Exactly right, Paul.
You don't want to add to that?
No.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, listen, you have a wonderful weekend. Our FabFM tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Have a great weekend, mate, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.
And you can hear Richard every Friday around this time, around 9 a.m. on FabFM. And if you want to contact Richard, you can. You can contact him at talktech.com.au. That's talktech, talktech.com.au.